B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, the Fanatic. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. And one of the news that Girardi broke last night after he had actually talked to the media, and he came back on the Zoom. And he goes, mind if I guys give you some information? And the information was that they changed the pitching rotation. Because apparently Girardi was told after he left the Zoom that his pitcher that was supposed to start Saturday, Zach Wheeler, injured his finger pulling up his pants of his uniform.
Yeah, he cut his nail.
Yeah, he cut
his nail got caught somehow.
Yeah, so they had the
hurts. Hurts when that
they
happens.
They had to push him hopefully to Monday.
Yeah,
back end doubleheader, right?
Yeah.
So,
you ever break a nail? Very painful. It really is.
Yeah, I understand it is. Pulling up your uniform? Come on.
I don't know how that happened.
He said, I don't know. You can't make it up.
Yeah, that's what Girardi said. So Girardi was a little bit terrified by it.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough about that freak injury, I think I wrenched my knee walking down from my door to the first step.
What'd you twist it?
Oh, I know this has happened to a lot of people. When you're not used to the height of a certain step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this is a longer story, but you know, I got the great people at Landis Block. I had this ugly concrete little walkway and a concrete porch, and it looked unsightly. And let me spruce it up. Call my great friends at Landis Block. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they get this. They provide the material of the stone, and they get you a stone contractor to put it in. So great guy. His name's Brandon Bolton. And from Bolton Custom Landscape. So he comes over and he surveys the thing and he goes, your walkway to your steps to your house is off. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, it's not the regulation height.
Oh.
He goes, it's abnormal. You have to lift up higher to get to your step and your front step to the porch than you should. I go, why? What? He goes, yeah, sound regulation. He goes, the first thing we got to make it where it's regulation height. So all these years, I've been used to a deeper drop. When I come out of my door, I go deeper drop, and my body
right.
has adapted to it.
Right.
So they put in the thing. The first time I come down, I fall. My foot hits. Prior to my brain is thinking it's going to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And and I'm completely not ready for it, and it throws my balance off, and I wrench my knee.
Did you fall?
Yeah, well, I caught myself, but I stumbled.
But you still, yeah.
And I caught the railing.
That's terrible. Does it hurt now?
It's a little tweaked.
Oh.
To be honest with you. Well, that's like I was listening to the Wheeler thing last night. I go, that's as stupid as what I did.
What's
stupider?
He's definitely pulled up his pants before. You know,
it's a tie.
Mike's thing is kind of new. That step's new. That's a new step. And I mean, I kind of do that regularly.
I've had in my life, my fingers have gotten caught on belt loops and stuff before. Now, I didn't hurt the nail, but it like twisted or I jammed it and it like swelled up at the knuckle before.
I had some belt loops?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm sure that's how it happened.
I see what he's trying to pull it up fast.
Yeah, you're in a hurry.
And he jammed something in there.
I mean, I can't talk.
You'd be surprised what kind of accidents happen in the...
In the what?
In the home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I needed 10 stitches from dancing to Annie.
Yeah, there you go.
So I can't really talk about stupid accidents.
Sammy Sosa had ripped cartilage from coughing.
Yeah,
and miss games, like weird stuff happens.
This presses the bullpen into duty, is my point. Second game of the doubleheader.
That's a loss.
They're going bullpen game.
Yeah, loss.
And then Vinny V comes up in the rotation for Sunday.
You know what? Vinny V was better last time, but
yeah.
He's going to stink again because there's no way he can do two in a row that are good.
Yeah, who gets that start, that TBA bullpen game? So last night, if you're watching a football game, we're glad to be football, it was back. But there was all these anthem controversies. And so after the anthems, where one team did not come out for one and one team didn't come out for the other, there was a moment of unity, they called it, where the players joined arms, the coaches, to show a moment of unity. The announcer called for a moment of unity. And this is what was heard at Arrowhead. Those are boos and hoots and catcalls, my friend, with the players arm in arm.
Thank you.
Trying to show a display of unity, which is really, it was heartwarming for me. I don't know about everybody else, but come on, man. Seriously?
Yeah. Well, because I can't comment on it. I will definitely get
fired.
Mike,
politics have no business in sports.
That's right. Well, I don't know whether Missouri is a red or a blue state.
I took it as a gesture of peace.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. And I was, you know, then the reason that they did it that way was because they didn't want to, they wanted to show the symbolism of it being for unity and remove any of the controversial or things from it. But it didn't matter because
apparently it wasn't received.
That wasn't good enough either. Yeah, so the standing arms length in unity.
The populace
for peace.
In Kansas City apparently is anti-unity. So
it's not that they're anti-unity. I can't say what they're anti.
Yeah.
But it's not unity that they have an issue with.
Yeah.
It's not unity.
We all know what it is.
Yeah.
Q in Center City. Q, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Q?
How you doing? How you doing, Tyrone, Natalie? How you guys?
What's going on, Q? How you doing?
Ain't much. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. But when you say, I want to say the Eagles, I don't believe, is a Super Bowl team. But can we define contender? Is it the first two teams from each conference? Is it all playoff teams as a contender? Like, what's a contender?
Well, a contender is when you use your eyeballs. I can't explain it any other way. I know when a team is good, when a team can contend. This team I look at as good, but not Super Bowl contending worthy.
Okay.
Like I say, if I see six games and they go, you know, they show me that profile like they did in 2017 when they had that streak and they beat Carolina. I go, this team's pretty good. Now that could happen, but like right now, if you're evaluating it, I don't see Super Bowl team.
I don't either. But let me ask you this, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The question marks going into the Super Bowl winning season, do you think we got more of those this time or less?
Do we have more what this time?
Question marks. Going into the season. Remember the question marks we had going into the 17 season?
Yeah.
Do you think we had those same question marks or more going into this season?
It's a good question. You know, I guess your answer would be less then, right?
I mean, mine is. I'm asking you.
I guess it is. So that would make me a hypocrite that I don't see that this team could be Super Bowl worthy. You're right. You called me on something. You backed me up. I don't know how to answer that without looking like a dope. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm done, Mike.
All right, there you go. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm a guy that always goes by feel. And if I'm asked right now, I guess that question you could answer, they have fewer question marks than that year, but that just doesn't make me go, okay, they're a Super Bowl team.
Right. There are less in that you know what the quarterback is. You did not know then. That was only a second year.
Yeah.
Running backs weren't star guys then. Mm-hmm. People didn't know what Blunt was going to give you because people thought he was cooked. He ended up being a cook after that year, but people thought he was already cooked. Turned out he really helped them.
Mm-hmm.
They acquired Jay Ajayi along the way, unexpected. People were talking about Peters then.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking a lot of things. No one knew if Chris Long was going to give you as much as he did.
Yeah.
There were question marks that year going into the year. Torrey Smith people thought was done too, and he helped them by stretching the field. That was another thing going in that was a big question mark.
Yes.
The receivers. So they probably have less question marks.
Yeah.
But they had more stuff come through that year. If the offensive line stays healthy and one of the receivers emerges and the defensive line plays great and the corners play great, well, then, yeah, they'll be contenders.
Yeah, sorry, that's all not all going to happen. But right. Here's what I know. I think they're going to beat Washington, and they're going to beat them convincingly, and then we're going to feel good about it. And then if they start out 3-0, then we're going to say, well, yeah, maybe they're a better team than we thought. And that's the way I got to look at it. All right, let's go Nick in Lawrenceville. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, Nick?
So I'm doing good. So to answer your question, I don't believe that the Eagles are yet a Super Bowl team, but I do believe that they are a playoff team. I mean, with all the teams in the NFC, like the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. the Arizona Cardinals are up and coming. You got the Minnesota Vikings, who are always in the mix, the Packers. I don't believe that they're a Super Bowl team, but I do believe that they are a playoff team, though. But especially with this type of season that we're heading into, with no preseason, no OTAs, no training camp, and limited, you know, scrimmages, you know, it's hard to throw them into that mix, you know, when we haven't seen any, you know, preseason games or what they actually look like in a game situation. But I mean, it's like me saying, like, for me as a Charger fan, it's like me saying, oh, the Chargers are a playoff team. We haven't really seen any games to determine if
that's a violation.
Teams are a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm looking at the talent on the Eagles. And I look at the talent, and I go, okay, if they can't win a division, where are they among everybody else in the playoff format? I think they're a playoff team. I'm just going down in my head here. If Ty says the Seattle is the team to get to bye, well, then you look at the other division winners, which will be probably the Saints. And if you don't think it's going to be the Eagles, that means Dallas. And that probably means the Vikings as your division winners, right? So the Eagles, at the very best, go with the fifth seed. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah. I mean, you're right, but do you see them beating Dallas? Do you see them beating Dallas? Because, like, in November, in December, Dallas usually starts to fold. So do you think that they're better than Dallas?
I don't know that most of the experts say Dallas is better. If you look at the betting lines, you look at all predictions, people think that Dallas is better than the Eagles. I don't know. Maybe the Eagles win a division over Dallas. I don't know that yet.
I mean, I do think the Cowboys do have a good head coach, but I mean, I'm just taking it into reality of what the Cowboys are usually, you know.
Yeah, but most experts say the Cowboys are going to win the division over the Eagles. Most experts pick the Dallas Cowboys. So right now, that's all I can go by.
Okay, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's a weird season that we're going into. I mean, with what's been going on. I mean,
yeah, it's a total weird season.
Yeah,
right now, all I have is paper to look at. I don't even have a preseason game to look at. But when I look at paper, I get they're a playoff team. I have no problem that they're not going to make the playoffs. Can they win a division, get a better seed? Yeah, they're not going to be number one seed. Can they win a division, get a better seed? Yeah, they could. Now, where would that fall? I don't know. But they're in there with the Vikings, Packers, obviously, in the North. The Saints, and I don't know, man, who knows about the Falcons ever? But the Saints, Falcons, Tampa Bay are in the mix. The Niners and the Seahawks in the West, probably the Rams aren't. So they're in that pile.
Yeah, last year, though, every NFL network and every ESPN person except Orlovsky picked Dallas over the Eagles, and the Eagles won the division last
year. Yeah.
That's why when it comes to Dallas, because so many Dallas people are in the media, mm-hmm. I have to throw it to the side.
Yeah.
They are cut. Like, if you, every network, it's 25 former Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now it's Marcus Spears is becoming a superstar,
uh-huh.
and he's a former Cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. That's another thing that needs to happen. How about Malcolm Jenkins and them start retiring and getting to the media so we can start with only ex-Cowboys? I'm done with a Michael Irvin. I don't need a Deion Sanders. I don't need a Marcus Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Enough former Cowboys in the media poisoning the well so I can get a real expert view.
Yeah.
Some of them are just rooting for their ex-boss because they love Jerry so much.
Well,
you're going to win the division again, boss. You haven't won a Super Bowl for 100 years, but you're going to win it this year, boss. That's what they're really saying.
Yeah.
Sick of these Dallas guys everywhere.
Speaking of Dallas, I didn't even want to bring that. I don't even want to bring the guy's name up because it doesn't. He doesn't deserve any attention at all. But you know what I'm talking about, the guy, the national guy who kind of laid Dak Prescott out.
Yeah, like an idiot. Mm-hmm.
Prescott admitted that he had been suffering from depression. What should happen there?
The moron who remained nameless was given an opportunity to apologize and then didn't apologize. Yesterday was a national suicide awareness day. Yeah, suicide awareness day. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott's brother likely committed suicide, right, and that was part of what caused his depression. So think about it. His brother was depressed enough to take his own life.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out and admits that he's had depression, and he got help for it so that he would not spiral down and feel like he needed to take his own life. And the response was to say he's not a leader for coming forward. First of all, that's wrong. Second of all, we have to collectively change what it means to be tough.
Yeah.
We have to change that. This whole, I don't want to use the cliche toxic.
I'll use it.
I think most reasonable minded people do. My point is with this guy, first of all, I've never understood his success. I think he's a bad guy. I'm thinking, can you be as irresponsible as that and get away with it?
Yes.
Well,
in today's world, unfortunately, you can, and he has. And he will continue to, because people don't hold it accountable, because every reasonable-minded person might, unfortunately, when it comes to mental health and when it comes to a guy being a tough guy, there's like 10% of the population is actually reasonably minded. Most people, when it comes to men and being tough, don't think correctly. Remember, Carson Wentz wasn't tough because he got a concussion.
Yeah.
People were saying that out loud. Guys that are afraid of their wives, guys that are cowards to their bosses, just straight punk guys, still felt comfortable saying out loud that Carson Wentz wasn't tough because he got a concussion from a hit to the back of the head by a 275-pound man.
So, and here's the thought. So I guess when it comes to what's his face, the network that he's on, do they want to continue to perpetuate that message that is potentially harmful to people who are struggling with depression?
I don't know what they're going to do about it.
It's if they care.
He also, one of his rationales was that Dak Prescott is the quarterback of America's team, and that's why he should never show. And I'm going, look, this kind of ignorance has to be controlled to a point, doesn't it? I don't know. Anyway, let's just go back to the phone with Scott in Lehigh Valley. Scott, you're on 97.5.
Hey.
Scott.
How are you doing?
What's up, Scott?
I think that the Sixers need Lloyd Braun or Bob Sacramento. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's silly. Why are you being silly?
No, I'm just being silly.
Why? Where's the connection there? I don't understand where your connection is.
That's a Seinfeld connection.
Yeah, I understand what it is, but how does it apply? It's like out of left field. It doesn't even connect.
Well, they can do a lot worse than what they're doing, you know?
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, not really. Victor is Rexall Hill. Victor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vic?
Hi, Mick. Mike.
How you doing?
I Natalie,
Mike?
Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Wanted to ask you, Mike, this year, do you think we'll see much of Jalen Hurts, assuming Wentz stays healthy?
I don't know. I mean, do they have these trick plays they're going to put him in? They probably will use him in some form. I don't know how often they use him. Will you see him a quarterback? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But do you think they should use him a quarterback?
I like to see what he can do. He'd be good as a competent backup, for one thing.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know that. I'm saying I like to see him perform, and we can see that happening.
Well, if you want to see him perform, that means the starter's not performing. Why would you just play him?
No, I mean towards the end of the season, you know, when the games don't mean as much.
Well, I don't know. I think these games are going to mean a lot for the Eagles. I don't think they're going to be in a comfortable position where they have a playoff spot locked up. Do you?
I think by the game 15, yeah.
You do? You think they're going to be that good? What, they're going to have 12 wins and get a bye?
Well, I'm a homer, Mike. I'm going to vote. I'm going to root for them regardless.
Oh, I know you're going to root for them. I'm just thinking, like, what, do you actually believe that they're going to be that good where they can just play a backup quarterback in the last couple games?
I'm looking at 11-5.
Yeah, that's still not good enough to play a backup quarterback in the last couple of games. So,
no, I'm saying not the whole game. I'm saying like the fourth quarter or the second half of one of the games.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No?
No.
Okay, I have a question for Natalie, too.
Yeah, what is it?
Is she going to be on the post-game show again this year like she was last year? Because I liked her performance.
Nat, I'll let you speak to that.
No, I won't be back with Birds Outsiders this year.
Oh, that's a shame. All right, thank you.
All right, Victor. Well, I think it's time to pick up the level. It's time to pick up the level of the calls here on 97.5 The Fanatic. After those two.
It's Football Friday. The Eagles are playing Sunday. Woo!
Wow.
You know, I've been...
Folks! Time to save the show. Here's how you get in. I want some meat. I need some meat right now. I don't need Bob Sacramento.
It's delicious.
610-632-0975. Makes some sense to me here. Eagle fans, look at Sunday. Look at the season. What do you see and why? It is the Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
My friend Bob Sacramento, he came in here for a hernia operation.
Bob Sacramento. 3:30, it's the Mike Missinelli Show. And it's time to update our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,100 votes on this one so far. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? 42% say yes. 58% say no.
All righty. Thank you. All right. And how would you like to get inside the locker room access with former Phillies Mickey Morandini, Tommy Green? Yeah, all you have to do is go to our contest page. You got to do it right now, though. 975thefanatic.com. 975thefanatic.com. You register for our Inside the Locker Zoom contest. Here's what it is. It's a baseball chat, and you'll be one of 10 listeners in a Zoom chat with me, Mickey Morandini, Tommy Green. Zoom chat takes place next Wednesday, September 16th, or that would be this coming Wednesday, 6:15 p.m. to approximately 7 p.m. We'll have a lot of fun. So you can ask questions or just hang out in the Zoom chat. It's all courtesy of T-Mobile. Now, speaking of the Phillies, the TV side is a little early on the Mike Missinelli Show today because we have Phillies baseball on NBC Sports Philly. And I must say... That I became a sophomoric fraternity. I got a sophomoric fraternity house chuckle last night out of something that was said by Tom McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it is. I giggled.
Did you giggle?
Yeah, I giggled.
Was it a giggle?
It was giggle worthy.
It was a giggle moment.
You chuckled.
Yeah, I laughed.
We all chuckled about it before the show.
I flat laughed.
I know.
Now you just know. He got badgered by people within the Phillies broadcast crew and, you know.
Well, he didn't do it on purpose.
No, but yeah. It's like, you know, it's one of those things. What'd you say? What'd you call that guy?
What's that guy's name again?
We've all been there when you flow, you know.
The guy's name was Jazz Chisholm. And that's not what came out.
No, it was not.
It unleashes this nut. Oh, we're so sophomoric sometimes. Giggle, giggle. It's like Wait, I give you the cosmic banana.
It's like, have you read the book Golden Stream by IP Daily?
Uh-oh.
It's good. Jay. Jay, King of Prussia, on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Yeah, that's funny.
What's going on, Jay?
What's going on? I know it's Football Friday, but real quick. I remember way back when Lionel Simmons had missed a game due to Nintendo thumb. You remember that?
No, I don't. Yeah. Why, wait, with the Sacramento Kings?
Yeah.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, he had, and he was up playing Nintendo and his thumb was...
Yeah, I was thinking of college. You're right about that.
Yeah, I think that's a little worse than the whole week. But, yeah, I don't know. It just brought me back to that. I know it's Football Friday, but real quick, I just wondered, was there any update on any names as far as Sixers coaches?
I
heard Jason Kidd. That's the only name I heard.
Who's the last one you heard?
Jason Kidd, that's the guy.
No, that was the original one. They're talking about Tyronn Lue, Billy Donovan's now involved. There was a story in today's paper that said you should hire an unknown guy because a lot of people have had success with the unknown guy who's an assistant.
I want someone who knows how to coach a big man, a traditional big man. I'm going to throw a name out there. It's a little out there, but what do you think about Patrick Ewing?
Why?
Why? What better to coach a traditional big?
What is it? There's only one big man on the team? Like, you have to coach an entire team, right?
Well, I mean, too many of these coaches are in love with small ball. Why are we in we have a unique situation. I know small ball is a thing, but we have a big man that can actually play. A lot of these big men are, traditional guys. They can't, they're not that good. That's why, we have a big man who can shoot, who really needs to, like Shaq and Barkley always gets on him. He needs to, play the post a little bit more, get his butt down.
So you
there.
Think Patrick would turn the Sixers into a Joel Embiid-dominated team that would win?
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't do no worse than Brett Brown. I mean,
I would say no.
I don't know. Patrick doesn't pop out at me. I mean, he doesn't have a ring of success that follows him in coaching. So I know he's the head coach.
He never was given an opportunity.
Well, he's the head coach now.
Well, he's for Georgetown. Yeah. I mean, Georgetown's pretty much a mid-major at this point, right?
Not really. You can turn him into a big program.
What type of talent's coming out of Georgetown?
Well, he just got there. I don't know. Maybe he's able to. Well, they were a power when John Thompson was there, weren't they?
Yeah.
We got the D.C. area. There's a lot of talent in that area.
Tons.
He should be able to build a program there.
What big man did he coach? I know he's a big, he's tall. I'm saying, yeah, has he coached any bigs?
No, he hasn't coached any bigs. He's been an assistant with like three NBA teams.
Yeah, he has the resume as far as paying his dues and stuff. Yeah. But.
Yeah, somebody brought Patrick Ewing to me before. I think we get trapped into the big name, and I don't know if he's a good name or not, but he is a big name.
Yeah.
So.
But how many big name coaches are there?
I haven't heard his name mentioned at all for this job.
No. There's a lot of names out there. One thing the Sixers seem to be doing is being deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently money may be a factor, if you believe Keith Pompey.
Yeah.
And that troubles me.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. It's ridiculous. They just put out a $400 billion bid on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the Forbes list comes out and like they got three, four billionaires in the building.
Yeah.
And I got to hear about, I'm paying Brett Brown, so I don't want to pay. You know what you have to pay? If Ty Lue is the best coach, I know, and he wants $7 million and he's the best coach,
you
give him $7 million. I don't care
which means you're paying him $10 million, really. I mean, $17 million. Because you owe Brett $10.
Yeah, but you could split that up over, it's five a year, I think.
Yeah.
But either way, you got to do it.
Yeah.
What, are you going to take a lesser coach?
Yeah, you pay him $12 next year.
Yeah.
You better get something for 12.
Yeah.
Lionel Simmons got tendonitis from Nintendo as a rookie in 91. And that was the newest game was the Nintendo Game Boy.
I remember the Game Boy.
The Game Boy came out, and he played so much that he wound up getting tendonitis in his wrist and forearm and forced him out of a handful of games.
Come on, L-Train. Come on, man.
That must have been bad for him to miss games. Yeah. Those are really hurting.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Joe on a cell. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Joe?
I was calling in response to the broadcaster that should not be named. I cringed when I heard that statement one time on my way into work. I'm an educator in South Jersey, and he should have been pulled off the air immediately. Anybody who has any kind of sense, he should be suspended, fired. It's horrific what that station allowed.
You know, the sneaky thing he did was he qualified it by saying, I know I'm not going to make any friends with this and people are going to come at me, blah, blah, blah. But, and it's just, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's just so irresponsible to do something like that for a clickbait comment.
Educators across the country are focused on the mental health of their students and the mental wellness. And then coming into work in the morning, they got to combat that from a national broadcast. It's shameful.
It'd be interesting. Listen, it's Fox Sports, right? So they haven't suspended him yet. I assume that they will have to suspend him for a while. They're not going to suspend him?
They released a statement.
They released a statement saying they're not going to suspend him?
It was just a, we take this seriously.
Yeah, they said it's not our view, and you know we don't share his view. But I think there's going to be enough heat where they're going to have to zip him for a couple days.
I would hope so. I already don't tune into that work because they have guys like that on there. But
yeah, I have never ever watched him because I know what he's about, and I had a story confrontation with him on the radio because I think he's an idiot, and so I don't watch idiots.
And we've come so far already with mental health awareness, even in our hometown. Who was it on the Eagles line? Was it Brooks? Who's dealing with anxiety?
Yeah, he's Brandon Brooks.
So, to go that far backwards is just, it's
a shame. Yeah, I guess reasonable-minded people, unfortunately, everybody's not reasonable-minded, apparently. I don't know. Like last night, watching that last night, there are people that were defending it or making excuses for it, or it wasn't what you think it was. I saw it all over social media. I'm like, okay, come on. It makes me want to give up. I swear to God. It just makes me want to leave.
Well, and then to that point, Mike, so his brother passes away. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care. His brother commits suicide during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he seeks counseling. And then he comes forward partially to take the stigma away so that other people would go get help. And then he immediately gets chastised by a moron. What if he, I don't think he will, but what if he takes that to heart and other people take the being chastised to heart and then they're afraid to come forward or ask for help? How do we change this? How do we make it to where you can be a quote unquote real man and still ask for help? Like, how do we change that? Because he's working against it and then a bunch of people agree with him. So that's out there that if you ask for help, if you admit any kind of vulnerability, you're not a leader, you're not a man, et cetera, et cetera. Like, how do you combat that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm just wondering, like, how do we fight back against that kind of thinking? Because it's apparently
out there. Well, it's not tolerating somebody like him who has the seat at the table and can spew what he said, which is just so dumb and so backwards and so like 1960s and 50s thinking. Like, we don't live like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live like that anymore. We don't accept that depression is, you can fight it and you can battle it. Because if you could, how many people would be here today if it was just simple to say, you know what, I'm going to tough this out. You know, I've lost people to it. Ty has, we have all experienced it. There's not one person who hasn't been touched by it. So imagine if he said something like that about cancer. You know what I mean? Like, it's intangible. You can't see it. And it should be treated almost the same way with the same reverence that we treat cancer with. Depression should be. Mental health issues should be. Because there's so many people who suffer from it. And it's irresponsible and it's negligent. And there's no place for it anymore.
Nope. All right, let's take a break. 610-632-0975. It's a quick break. We're back in a quick amount of time. And I think you'll hear Mr. Announcer say it after I just go. We'll be back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 346. We got the questionable out list for Sunday's game. Questionable Barnett, Lane Johnson, Miles Sanders. That means they'll play.
Probably, yeah.
Out, Hargrave, Jeffrey, Rieger. Not on the report. Looks like he'll play.
He's playing.
And that all right, that's good.
Yeah, the question now will just be, will he be on a snap count? Do they start him and let him go full go? Mm-hmm. Or are they? But yeah, he's playing and he'll definitely be the primary.
That's
going
to be interesting
man.
Then. I mean, that's a reason. It's always good to have a new toy that you want to watch play.
For sure.
Yeah, you always get a new toy. It's cool. It brings you to the screen. I was just looking at these dumb NBA injuries. Lionel has number one on the list. Charles Barkley's on the list.
What was his?
Charles Barkley apparently burned the corneas of his eyes in an Eric Clapton contest.
What?
What?
In 1994. I don't remember this, but in 1994, Barkley missed the first game of the season for the Phoenix Suns following an incident where he burned a layer off of his corneas by exposing them to body lotion at a Clapton concert. He accidentally rubbed the stuff into his eyes during the show, which is what irritated them and ultimately put him out of commission.
He got lotion in his eyes?
Chuck had a few that night. Had to.
Well, it's a good thing it was just Eric Clapton. Suppose he had gone to see Cream.
come on.
Latrell Sprewell.
What was his injury? I don't know.
Was hosting a party on his yacht. One guest vomited and didn't quite make it to the edge of the boat in time to sully the open water rather than the yacht floor. This infuriated Sprewell, who took a swing at the guy and missed, connecting with the wall instead and seriously injuring his hand.
I actually remember that.
He failed to report it to the Knicks, and they fined him $250,000 for the cover-up.
Yeah, I remember. Sprewell had a bit of a fiery temper in his day.
Yeah, I should say, he grabbed the guy by the coach by the throat.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose fell asleep with an apple knife. Rose had been eating an apple in bed, cutting off chunks with a sharp knife.
Why do people eat apples like that? Just cut it and then put it on a plate. I don't like understand people do that. They hold the fruit, cut it.
He grabbed an apple, went in bed with the knife and apples. And rather than get the plate and do all that prep work.
Wait, he was eating in bed?
Yeah.
He's in bed with an apple.
With an apple and a knife?
That's what I'm saying. That's dumb. That's rich people stuff.
Yeah,
do poor people do that? No. Way poor people do that.
Fatigue got the better of him, and he fell asleep. A bit later, he reached over to grab a bottle of water and completely sliced his arm open with a knife, requiring several stitches.
I almost think he made that up.
Well, I was eating an apple in bed with my knife and then the water and then, no.
The Sixers, didn't the Sixers have B.J. Tyler at one point?
Yes.
All right, B.J. Tyler's the last one. B.J. Tyler was taken by the Toronto Raptors in the expansion draft. He fell asleep with ice on his knee, and frost bit him.
Yeah.
He was forced to retire.
Well, if it messed up his knee that bad,
what kind of ice?
I guess it killed his nerves in the knee.
Oh, my God.
I still had some scarring on the back of my leg from ice after long runs when I was training for a marathon.
Can't leave it on too long.
I left it on too long. It's still scarred. It was
no good.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan in Coatesville. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Hey, Mike. I'm a first-time caller.
Hello, Jordan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So since it's football Friday, I wanted to talk about the whole contract situation between Peters, Ertz, and what Lane Johnson did.
Yeah.
Okay. So, to me, with Lane Johnson taking the cut and taking one for the team for Jason Peters to get the money, it shows me that Howie didn't get it done himself. Do you think that's a sign that Howie won't be able to get it done and get a deal done with Ertz to keep him in Philly?
I think they've already decided they want to move on from Ertz. I think they're going back to the old style of management where a guy turns 30, and if they have that position backed up, there's no reason for them to pay him as one of the top guys in the league. I think that's a total indication. Their first offer to him was insulting to the point where the agent cut it off. So that kind of pretty much tells you where they're going with this.
So do you think they're going to just train Dallas Goedert and make him the number one?
Yeah, I think that they'll trade Ertz in the offseason. Yeah, all 1 year left on his contract. I think they'll trade him, and then Goedert will be their guy.
All right. I like that.
You like it?
Well, I love Ertz. I do. I want to keep him in the city as bad as possible. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I liked what Dallas has done so far.
Yeah, he hasn't really done that much. Yeah, he hasn't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they think he can, but I think it's a dollar and cents thing. They're going back to an older mindset.
Right.
That's a Joe Banner mindset.
All right. And then can I just say one thing to Natalie real quick?
Sure, Jordan.
Being a girl and wanting to go into sports, Natalie, listening to you for a long time. I love hearing your voice on the show. I love all three of you guys, but Natalie, I love that you've been a long time.
Natalie's a role model. Jordan, where are you in your career? Are you trying to break in?
Well, I'm not even finished high school yet.
Oh, okay. Well, keep the path.
Yep, that's the plan. Sports marketing or sports business is
awesome. You got colleges you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking at Drexel, LaSalle, Widener, Philly School.
Beautiful. All right, well, good luck to you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Look at that, Nat.
Very good.
So sweet.
And she's
so
not
nice.
Going.
For a young lass, looking up to Nat.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's not going into radio, which is very
it's
smart.
Very smart.
It's very smart. Very smart.
You know, sports marketing.
Yes, no, go do that. Encourage her. Just don't, if it was radio, Nat would probably tell her, just go ahead, chill.
We need more women.
Uh-huh.
In sports radio.
It's more like, that had nothing to do with male,
no,
female.
No.
That has to do with human.
Yes.
Human. If you're 18, 16 now and you want to do radio, look, dog.
God bless.
Pick something else.
God bless and Godspeed.
Yes.
All right, a single bye to our TV audience. Philly's baseball coming up on NBC Sports Philly. And stay tuned on radio because we're here for a couple more hours. And we have a major announcement coming up at 4:30 that you don't want to miss. Very important to the station. It's the Mike Mastelli Show at 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.